delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
You know, you've got to stand up and be heard. It's the way it is. You cannot sit quietly by if you see something happening you don't like. That's going to be our message for the day. Yeah, it's kind of our message every day. Well, who am I kidding? And we're going to have a young man here on the program in a little bit who decided that he couldn't sit idly by and decided to stand up for what he thought was right. We'll talk about that. So stick around for that. My next guest, however, is Chad Livengood from Cranes Detroit, always bringing us some insightful stories as they break. Chad, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
And how are you this day?
I'm good. Good. I think I might have a cold coming on, but you know what else is new in October, right?
I recommend taking the rest of the week off. Have a long weekend. You know, see how that works for the bosses.
Okay.
So in Detroit, you've got about 70,000 motorists, according to this article you wrote this week, that owe about $114 million. Now, are these the driver responsibility fees that they owe in Detroit? Because that's a problem statewide, but maybe especially acute in Detroit.
Yeah, that is acute in Detroit. 18% of adults in Detroit owe these fees. Now, but it's not an outsized number. As a sort of a percentage of the overall population. It's pretty much in line with the overall driving population, and the cumulative cost of these fees, the average cost, is nowhere in Detroit. It's roughly like $1,800, but there's a lot of places out state that have averages in these zip codes. When we look at the zip code data, that exceed $2,000 a driver in places like Mount Pleasant and smaller towns throughout the northern part of the Lower Peninsula. So it's not a uniquely Detroit problem, but it's certainly a certainly something that lawmakers are hearing about from every corner of the state.
All right, I'm going to tell a story because this has bothered me from the time that this went into place. I thought it was a money grab by the Granholm administration. It never made sense. You're basically double hitting people for driving offenses that they should be taking care of with moving citations, if you will. So I was out with my daughter, who at the time was, I don't know, 16, 17 years old. She was driving my car. I was driving with her, riding in my car. And we got pulled over, and there was no proof of insurance in the vehicle. The car was insured. I just didn't have the proof of insurance. I just hadn't put it in the car. She got the driver responsibility ticket for my car. Now, I went ahead and paid it, but it was really, I thought, excessive. It was like $600 a year for 2 years or 3 years. I don't remember now. But I always found that to be very punitive and inappropriate, and I'm glad that we're getting past it. But where are we as far as making this go away permanently?
So the legislature started repealing these, specifically that one on auto insurance in 2012. They did a full phase phase out in 2014, but it was a 5-year phase out, and so they're scheduled to go away in 2019 now. But at the same time, they never did anything about people who never paid off these fees. They just got saddled with them. They never paid them off, and then they lost their licenses. And what I found out this summer, which was sort of brought this subject to the forefront, is that there's over 300,000 drivers who owe over $630 million, half of which has been uncollected for 6 or more years. So these things date back, they started in under Granholm in 2003. The legislature started getting rid of them about 5 years ago. And so now lawmakers are kind of moving kind of quickly to not only repeal the driver responsibility fees a year earlier than planned, have them go away by next October 2018, but also have a full-scale amnesty and forgiveness of all the unpaid debt.
What would be the point of paying it now? There'd be no point in paying it now, because if you dodge the payment long enough, you're going to get away with it.
Well, and that was actually an issue that was brought up by the Senate Fiscal Agency analyzing the bills, that it would cause a $30 million reduction in revenue for this current fiscal year that just started October 1st, because basically the assumption that if you knew that your get-out-of-jail-free card was coming on October 1st of 2018, why would you pay a bill?
Exactly.
Unless you wanted to get your license back. That's kind of one of the... ways to get out of that. They're proposing a community service component to get your license back earlier. They're also proposing that if you're currently in a job training program, tons of different types of job training programs out there that the government sponsors, basically, that you could get these fees forgiven earlier, because that's a common problem that's how I learned about it in Detroit was. Goodwill Industries would have people, you know, getting trained in certain.
All right, so let me ask you this. I just have to ask this. If they're going to forgive it at the end of 2018, and you know people are not going to pay the fee because they haven't paid it to date anyway. They haven't paid it now, so why do you think they're going to pay it? Why not just get rid of it and let people have their driver's licenses back, forgive them now? What is the point of waiting?
Well, that'll probably be a question that the legislature will probably debate. If you're going to assume you're going to lose the money, why not just go ahead and just write it off now that you're not going to have that money? But $30 million doesn't sound like a lot in a $55 billion state budget. But right now, money's a little tight in Lansing. It's kind of an untold story right now. And so $30 million isn't exactly as easy to shake loose as one would think.
Well, if the politicians were more responsible with our checkbook, maybe they wouldn't have that problem. Maybe if they were more fiscally responsible over the last 5, 10, or 25 years, that wouldn't be an issue, Chad. Let me just throw that out there.
That's a subject for another day, Steve, I think.
Fair enough.
We have another segment on that one.
You could fill pages and pages, you know, and have a good time with it. What else are you working on? Anything you can give us a little sneak preview of before you go today?
Auto insurance is still much on my radar because it's the biggest Detroit issue, and it's just hot in the legislature right now. Wrote about this week about how there's been proliferation of first-party lawsuits involving trial attorneys suing insurers on behalf of doctors and who treat injured drivers and the injured drivers themselves. There's a lucrative business out there where they can throw a 30% lien on the auto insurance benefits they win for you in court, which is, as you imagine, is kind of a good thing to get into if you can.
All right, well, you're going to need to keep us informed on that, but I'm going to have to leave it right there for today. Chad Live and Good with Cranes Detroit, regular contributor here on the program. As always, Chad, thank you.
Anytime, Steve.
Quick break, and we'll be right back.